Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
In World Connect this week, it would be remiss of us not to talk about one man who's making an awful lot of headlines at the moment, and that is, of course, President Donald Trump. But we thought we'd take a different spin on it, away from immigration, away from all the big topics that are being discussed, healthcare and all the rest. What about disability? What is Donald Trump going to do or potentially change for people who have disabilities? Well, we thought we'd put the question to you, as our dear listener in America, because, well, you're closer to it than we are. Here's your thoughts on Donald Trump's first week and how he will help or hinder disabled people.
I'm sort of in the middle, I think. I'm not really worried that he's going to do anything really drastic. First of all, I think it would be really unpopular. I think, secondly, it would cause all sorts of problems. And I don't really know what he would do to cause problems for people with disabilities in the first place. Most people, when they get to be president, they want to be popular. They want to do the right thing. And I just find it really hard to imagine that he would do anything unpopular as far as people with disabilities. So I'm not really worried about it. I hear all sorts of things out there that are basically rumors, like, oh, he's going to mess with Social Security and take away our Social Security and take away our this and take away our that. Well, first of all, I don't see that. And secondly, you know, if that does happen, then we'll have to find alternatives. And I think that that can be done. I think it's become too easy for a lot of people with disabilities to say, well, I'm on handouts. I want this and I want that. So, you know, it may be time to really rethink those of us who can work, maybe should be doing it versus taking some disability and not working. And I'm not saying that people are doing it dishonestly or whatever, but, you know, the rest of the world, the retirement age is going up and up and up. And it may be that we actually have to get out and find jobs and find ways to support ourselves. But I just don't see anything where he's just going to go, okay, people with disabilities, boom, you're screwed. You know, I don't see that. Of course, I don't know him. He hasn't been president very long. So I guess we'll see. If he does, then I'll be wrong. But I just don't see it happening.
I think it would be in Trump's best interest not to even mess with the, you know, SSI and SSDI and Social Security and stuff like that. So I don't think he will. But then again, only time will tell.
Of course I'm concerned what Trump will do as far as disabilities go. I'm concerned about what Trump will do when it comes to anything. And the people who believe that Trump can't do anything because he's not going to mess with Social Security, SSDI, or SSI, that may be true. But there are a plethora of other ways for him to cause problems for those with disabilities. He can defund programs that help people with disabilities. He can defund, you know, things like rehabilitation services. He can defund agencies that provide adaptive technology or adaptive equipment to people. He can defund research on what can be done as far as, you know, helping cure people. He can do a lot of things without actually dismantling Social Security. He can order his attorney general not to pursue any more disability cases in the courts. I mean, there's a lot of things he can do. He can basically gut the ADA. So just because he claimed that he's not going to do anything with Social Security doesn't mean he can't hurt us as disabled people, because he can, and I'm afraid that he will.
There's been a lot of fear being spread by people that Trump is going to take away the SSI and the SSDI, and Social Security is going to be done away with, and all this kind of malarkey, which is exactly what it is. It's total malarkey. It's just scare tactics from the left-wing people. He has said time and time again that he is not going to touch those. The only thing that he's going to do is to weed out those who should not be on there, those who are on these programs illegally, which I'm okay with. As far as employment, I am hoping that he will bring more jobs to the U.S., and if he does that, and it looks like he's already on the right track of doing so, that will open up more opportunities for everybody, including the handicapped. And so it's better for Americans all around, whether you're handicapped, whether you're a member of a minority race, or whatever the case may be. It'll be good for everybody. And that's the key, everybody.
What I hope that Trump does for the disabled is the same thing he says he's going to do for the country. Help us thrive, help us evolve, and make life more grand for us too, such as he did for his businesses.
I think I'm not worried about Donald Trump, and I'm a blind person. I'll tell you why. Number one, I don't remember, but my mom told me a story. I was born in 1980, and sometime, I'm not sure how long it was from the election till this person came over, but sometime after the election, a social worker came to my mom, came to our house and wanted to talk to my mom about how my life would be hell because President Reagan was president. He was going to get rid of all these programs. My mom just stared her in the eye and laughed and said, well, it won't help. It won't hurt Kevin to have him work harder for what he has anyway. Guess what? President Reagan didn't do a thing. We still have vocational rehabilitation, which pays for disabled people to go to school. We still have Social Security. Donald Trump is not going to do a thing to voc rehab. If he does, it'll probably just be reformed and the states will have more control over it, which I wish would happen anyway. I'd like the federal government to get out of voc rehab anyway, vocational rehabilitation. I'd like them to get out of it anyway, be a whole lot less political. And the states could do what they want with it.
So there you go. Those are your thoughts, and we love to hear them. If you disagree or you fervently agree, then get in touch and tell us what you think. The Weekly Connect at rnib.org.uk. I mentioned earlier about that app as well you get for your Apple smartphone. It's called Voreal, V-O-Rail, and every week we put up a question so that you can, give us your thoughts if you wish. You can check that all out at Voreal. That's V-O-Rail. That's the app you can download to your Apple smartphone.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.